What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. We've known for some time that seniors in our community are often targeted with postal, phone and door-to-door scams, but now a new threat's emerging with the number of seniors going online. A lot of seniors are unaware of the many scams that are perpetrated through the internet. Many of WA ScamNet's regular contributors who send in postal and email scams are seniors themselves who want to alert others to these scams. Brian Grindrod, Organisational Development Manager, Alzheimer's Australia WA, and Gay McNamara, a journalist with the Department of Consumer and Employment Protection, join me today to talk about avoiding scams. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Hi.
Gay, well, we'll start with you. The ScamNet website provides a wealth of information on avoiding scams. How long's that been running?
The ScamNet website's been running since 2002. In the last 12 months, we've had 361,000 visitors to the site. It's well known Australia-wide as well as internationally, and it's a fantastic source for people to not only learn about scams, but to read about the prevalent scams that are plaguing consumers.
What's the Alzheimer's Australia connection with ScamNet?
Okay, well, I run our Consumer Advisory Committee, which is representatives of people with dementia and their carers. And it was coming up as a regular issue. And late last year, what really triggered it was the appearance of fine print suggesting that people with dementia and other mental disabilities should not respond to these. And yet, at the same time, they were being targeted. So we decided that was the last straw. We should do something about it. We actually approached DOSEP, the Consumer Protection, and they were keen to do something about it, and we were keen to do it as well, so we formed a partnership, and it began from there.
Is it members of your organisation that are getting involved and saying, you know, we are being targeted with this, or what is your actual involvement in the project?
Well, what happened is we actually submitted into the Attorney General's Criminal Proceeds Fund. We put an application in for some funding, which was granted. And so that gave us some funding to actually put together, hire someone, and put together a campaign. So at the moment, we're researching the process, having a look at how much of an issue it is, to what degree, trying to quantify it, because it never actually has been quantified properly. A lot of subjective observations. So we're trying to actually get a firm grip on how much of it is happening online and the traditional postal type and phone type scams and that sort of thing. One of the things we would love to get from your audience, from the people listening, are samples that themselves they've either received or case stories of the maybe a phone scam because they're a little bit harder to, you know, get documentation for. But we're looking for examples of scams. ScamNet and DOSEP, they do receive quite a few, but we're asking the audience if they have some, if they could contact Alzheimer's as well.
Gay, I guess there used to be a prevailing attitude that if you saw it in print, you could believe it, but that's not quite the case, is it?
That's true. One of the reasons I think the elderly and seniors fall for these scams is that they're personally addressed. So people get something in their mail, it's personally addressed, it looks official, there's lots of logos and documentation, and it says that you've won money, and they believe it.
I suppose that's the difficult thing, that even though people haven't entered these competitions, they're suddenly getting something that looks very official in their letterbox saying, you've won something, and I guess they just start to believe it and want to believe it.
Mm, they really do. I mean, if you get something in the mail saying that you've won $60,000, you are praying that that is actually the case. Unfortunately, with a lot of these postal scams, people don't take time to read the fine print, or they can't read the fine print because it's so fine and it's on embossed paper or on a busy background. So they don't read the fine print exemptions and don't realise that, in fact, they often haven't won anything at all. They've got a chance to enter a competition, but the competition is a pre-draw. The chances of them winning are very slim. The whole idea behind a lot of these postal scams are actually to trick consumers into paying money for get-rich-quick schemes or cheap junk jewellery.
Brian was saying it's hard to quantify at this point exactly how many people are being affected, but I guess you'd have some sort of vague idea with the amount of scams that are coming to your attention. How widespread is it?
It's very widespread. We have about 900 people who regularly send us in scams. We receive about 20,000 emails and postal letters that are forwarded to us, and that's only from a very small section of the West Australian population. It's only the tip of the iceberg.
What are some of the scams, the more popular scams that are out and about, so that people can have an idea of what to look out for?
One of the most prevalent is these prize awards, where they say that you are a guaranteed cash award recipient of $60,000, when in fact you're not at all. You haven't actually won anything. It's just a ploy to try and sell you cheap jewellery or some get-rich-quick scheme. There are also postal scams that are trying to get you involved in a puzzle competition, but we would always recommend people not to get involved in those. One of the most prolific and damaging scams is what we call the advance fee fraud scam, where people will receive an email or they'll receive a letter in the post saying they've won the UK National Lottery or the El Gordo Lottery, legitimate lotteries. But, of course, they haven't won it at all. It's just a scammer. People get involved, they're asked to send a little bit of money as a processing fee, and before they know it, they're hooked into a web of deceit and they're being asked to send more and more money. Mm. We've had people that have lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And thankfully, I've got to say, a lovely thing is that it's often the banks or the post offices where people are coming in saying, I need to wire transfer this money to Spain or to Africa, and people actually stop them there and say, look, this is probably a scam. One of the heart-rending ones, I believe, is the psychic scams, where people will receive a letter personally addressed to them with a lovely picture of a kindly-looking woman or man on it, saying that they know that this person is experiencing hard times, but they can see that wealth and happiness is only around the corner, that they've seen that good times are ahead, and they ask them to send some money for some sort of psychic trinket. And people get involved in these scams and can correspond with these fake psychics, you know, for a long time before they realise that, in fact, the psychic doesn't exist. They're template letters that they're being sent, and they feel, you know, they end up feeling very bitter about the whole experience.
Brian, obviously there was that trigger when you found that people that you knew, people associated with Alzheimer's Australia, were being tricked by some of these scams. But since your partnership with DOSEP, I guess it's opened your eyes even further. You've started to see the breadth of these scams that are going on.
Yeah, it sure has. And that's the point. There is such a broad range of them, and they're getting very sophisticated and using technologies and techniques which, you know, people in the older generation are just not used to. And as Gabe was saying, the fine print is so fine that it's very difficult to see, very difficult and really impossible, really, have a look at some of the documents to get to it. So they look so convincing, they look so impressive that you are convinced you've won. And I would say it's not just $60,000. I have a sample here which is $264,000. And absolutely convincing that you have won this, but of course you need to send a cheque to open the doors to claim your refund, and then you're sent a letter saying, well, you actually, it's not quite enough, we have another cheque we require of you now, and then a little bit down the track there's another cheque we require of you, but it's coming, it won't be long, you're almost there. And we've had cases where the person, an elderly person, has been actually shredding their letters and their responses because their own kids, who are aware that it's a scam, are trying to stop them from collecting their winnings. So it's created quite a lot of conflict in families, because from the elderly person's point of view, their kids are telling them that it's not, they haven't won, and they're convinced they have. And so it can really set up some conflicts. And that was actually, I've got to say, one of the triggers that caused us to act was a particularly bad case of that in Narrogin, as it turned out, where the person had been sending checks and was now having to do it furtively because their own children were stopping them from collecting this money, which was never going to arrive.
So destroying the letters, there goes the evidence, and it's even more difficult to actually track down what's been going on.
Yeah, precisely. And so it is entrapping, and that's what we're concerned about. It really does get people into it, some kind of addiction in a way. But from a lot of the people's point of view, it's a highlight of their day to receive something like this. So there's some real interest. It adds some zest, some vitality, something of interest in their life. And so one of the things I like about ScamNet is they've actually introduced a what can you do about it button. So you have a read about a scam and you think, yeah, that's the one I'm being hit with, and then it has what can you do about it. So it actually turns the game around a little bit onto the person. So it gives you, in other words, giving you that sense of excitement that you were getting from responding to it. Now you can use that sense of excitement to actually turn it back on them and do something about it. And so that's pretty smart. So we like what they're doing with that.
Brian's mentioned that we can get online and we can interact in that way and start to stop some of these scams. But what sort of advice would you give to people who are receiving things and they're not quite sure if it's real or not? It looks real, but where do they go next?
Well, one of the things, the letters often will say, don't discuss this, or they'll put a time period on it. You must respond in 3 days. We're telling people to just to ignore that. If you receive something in the mail and it looks too good to be true, go and show it to your neighbour. Go and show it to a family friend. Get them to look at it for you. Wait. Contact the department. If you're not sure whether this is a scam or not, give us a call on 1300 30 40 54 and we'll be able to tell you whether we've named this particular scam. If you've got family and friends that do have access to the internet, have a look at ScamNet. It's www.docep.wa.gov.au/WA ScamNet. Have a read of the site. One of the great things about our site, I think, is that we try and educate people to learn about one particular scam and to look at the variations of scams. So if you can understand how a couple of scams work, then that will protect you, I think, from other scams because you'll instantly recognise that these are scams.
Have you had feedback from people who have thought, I was just about to do something with this letter, I was just about to take action and send a cheque, and you've saved me?
We get emails all the time from around the world, from Chile, Portugal, Africa, all over the place, where they've Googled the name of the scam and they've come up against the ScamNet website and they've read about it, and we get lovely emails from people saying, thank you so much. I was nearly going to send off, you know, anything from $50 to $500 to $5,000 to $50,000. And they're very appreciative that they were warned about this scam and that they've been able to save their money.
Well, for those people online, I guess the URL or the website address for ScamNet is quite long, but the easiest way to find it is simply Google or whatever search engine you use. Just put in ScamNet as one word or ScamNet Western Australia, and you're sure to find that site. And it's got a wealth of information there. And as you've mentioned, there's ways that people can interact with that and keep up with what's going on. And I guess that's being updated all the time because there are new scams all the time.
We get new scams every day. They're quite amazing. They range from email scams. One of the common ones that we're receiving at the moment is you'll get an email that's personally addressed to you and they'll say that you'll have an e-greeting card. The reason why it's personally addressed is they put a program in the scam email that picks out your display name. So you think, oh, isn't that great? My son or my daughter sent me a greeting card. You click on there, it'll take you to a website and it'll download a virus in your computer. So people really have to be savvy. If they get an email, they're not sure who it's from, it looks a bit suspicious. Again, it's the same advice with postal scams. Think about it, sit on it, go and talk to other people. Use Google. It's a great search engine to be able to use. And look at ScamNet.
And obviously, at this time of year, people are expecting to receive cards. So I guess that's the sort of thing that's going to be prevalent in the coming weeks.
It certainly will be.
Yeah. Well, thanks for shedding a bit of light on those scams and ways that we can combat them. I'm sure that there's going to be some people heading to the computer right now to find out about that. And it's going to save people a lot of money and a lot of heartache. So, Brian and Gay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.